Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Donald Trump during the Capitol attack.
The president didn't do very much, but gleefully watched television.
Summer scorcher.
It's too hot. It's too hot right now.
Uvalde gunman's mother.
You don't think I'm carrying all that with me? And I'm sorry.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Tonight's primetime House hearing on the Capitol attack attempts to zero in on what then-President Trump did and didn't do as his supporters went on a deadly rampage bent on overturning the 2020 election. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The January 6th committee accuses the former president of dereliction of duty, ignoring calls, even from his inner circle, to intervene.
What can you show or tell that America hasn't seen 100 times before?
What was the president's response? And why didn't he go 25 feet over to the press room and tell folks to leave?
The mob flooded to the Capitol at about 1 p.m., with the peak of the surge and the violence shortly after Trump tweeted criticism of Mike Pence after 2 p.m. Just before 3, the House chamber barricaded and some members hiding beneath seats. More than an hour later, and after multiple deaths, only then did Trump post this Twitter video.
Go home. We love you. You're very special.
On the eve of the primetime hearing, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland didn't mention Trump by name, but said no one is off limits.
CBS News has learned the Secret Service has turned over just one text from January 5th and 6th. The panel says the agency may have violated federal law by not preserving messages that were deleted. There's a bipartisan deal in the Senate on proposed changes to the Electoral Count Act. This would update Civil War-era measures clarifying the way states submit electors and how the vice president tallies the votes in Congress. It would also ramp up security for state and local election officials who face harassment. Well, it's another day of punishing heat from the southwest on up to the northeast. CBS's Nancy Chen tells us more than 100 million of us are under excessive heat warnings and advisories.
Some sought refuge from the heat at cooling centers, like this public library in Brooklyn, where we met Clyde Taylor.
I don't have no AC in my apartment, so I came here to cool off. It is too hot.
We want people to stay cool, especially vulnerable New Yorkers.
Christina Farrell is with the city's Emergency Management Department, which is now overseeing 550 cooling centers, even as some, like 69-year-old Lawrence Posner, decided to brave the outdoors.
This is ridiculous, this heat. There should be no work, air conditioning, water, sleep. That's it.
And at the public pool in Astoria Park, folks like Jahira Rivera, her daughter November, were grateful for an evening soak.
It was really hot, and it was actually refreshing to be in the water today.
It feels like I could get in the pool and get some air.
Against the heat wave's backdrop, President Biden went to Massachusetts to promise executive actions to fight climate change.
As president, I have a responsibility to act with urgency and resolve when our nation faces clear and present danger. And that's what climate change is about. It is literally, not figuratively, a clear and present danger.
Now to Uvalde, Texas, where the mother of one of 19 children shot and killed at Robb Elementary School confronted the mother of the gunman.
That was your son.
You have no right to judge my son.
No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. No. May God forgive y'all.
The encounter was caught by a Telemundo news crew. Adriana Martinez, the gunman's mother, then apologizes.
I know my son was a coward. You don't think I don't know that? I know. You don't think I'm carrying all that with me? You don't think I don't know? I know. And I'm sorry.
The Uvalde school superintendent has now recommended that the district chief of police be fired for the botched law enforcement response to the attack. Action on that could come Saturday. A House committee has begun considering legislation that would ban some assault-style weapons. It could face Democratic resistance in an election year, and even if a bill like that passes, Republicans would likely block it in the Senate.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Italy's Prime Minister Mario Draghi has resigned.
Grazie.
It comes after key allies in his coalition boycotted a confidence vote and signals early elections. Italy's president had earlier rebuffed a resignation attempt by the premier. Two men have been indicted in San Antonio in the case of a hot tractor trailer rig found last month. 53 migrants died. Conviction on the deadly illegal transport charges could bring the death penalty. Despite efforts to stock shelves, CBS's Meg Oliver tells us baby formula is still scarce.
5 months since the baby formula crisis began, moms like Julia Morgan are still desperate.
How hard is it to find formula today?
It's almost impossible today.
Morgan's 8-month-old daughter, Tatum, is lactose intolerant. She needs hypoallergenic formula, which is still hard to find.
I thought I was in the clear because I had like 2 months supply.
Nearly one third of powdered formula products are still out of stock nationwide. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra.
The industry allowed themselves to be short. We can't afford that, especially with specialty formula.
It could be at least 2 months before families get the relief they need to keep their children fed.
The Republican state Senate in Indiana has proposed banning abortions with exceptions for rape, incest, and to protect a woman's life. CBS's Allison Keyes tells us a federal appeals court has cleared the way for a restrictive abortion law in Georgia to take effect.
The law bans most abortions once a detectable human heartbeat is present, sometimes as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. It includes exceptions for rape or incest if a police report is filed.
The Jackson, Mississippi clinic that was at the center of the case that led to Roe versus Wade being toppled is moving to Las Cruces, New Mexico. And in Washington, Democrats are pushing legislation through the House that would inscribe the right to use contraceptives into law. 8 minor injuries reported after an American Airlines jet encountered rough turbulence on a flight from Tampa to Nashville. It was diverted to Birmingham, Alabama. The 45th class of Kennedy Center honorees has been announced.
I only lied about being a thief. I don't do that anymore.
George Clooney is a 2-time Oscar winner and 4-time Golden Globe winner. From the world of music.
Love me with him.
I know you will.
Oh, let me not change, Georgia.
Leave it all.
There's Gladys Knights and U2.
It's a beautiful day.
Other honorees in December, broadcast on CBS, will be singer Amy Grant and composer and educator Tanya Leon.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
The immediate future is murky for a top rock act.
So-
Jam canceled a show in Vienna, announcing lead singer Eddie Vedder's throat has been damaged by the heat, dust, and smoke during a performance at Lollapalooza in Paris Sunday. A statement on the band's website says Vedder's undergoing treatment, but his vocal cords haven't recovered yet. Ticket holders will receive refunds. No word yet on whether tomorrow's show in Prague will go on. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Federal authorities are offering a $5,000 reward for information about the man who allegedly shot Lady Gaga's dog walker last year in Hollywood. Two of her French bulldogs were stolen in the attack. The man was mistakenly released from custody in April and is still missing. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.